This is Tom Arms with Lookhead Radio's World Report for the week beginning the 5th of September. Lookhead broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. Summits, summits and more summits. Barack Obama Monday leaves Hangzhou, China and the G20 summit and heads to Laos for the East Asia summit, where he will see a lot of the same faces, including Vladimir Putin, Shinzo Abe and Narendra Modi. Meanwhile, on the tiny island of Micronesia, Pacific Island leaders meet to discuss how rising sea levels are putting their nations underwater. And in Greece, Premier Alexis Tsipras stages an anti-austerity summit of southern EU leaders to coincide with a meeting of EU finance ministers and Greece's annual Thessalonica Fair. It's officially the end of summer vacations for the world's political establishments. Parliaments in Japan, France, Germany, Italy, and the Netherlands return to work on Monday. Congress has an extra day of rest because of Labor Day. The British House of Commons returns on Monday, and on the first day debates holding a second Brexit referendum. On Wednesday, 11,000 disabled athletes from around the world gather in Rio de Janeiro for the opening of the Paralympic Games, and the Hajj pilgrimage starts in Saudi Arabia. The U.S. presidential race enters its final stages. On Wednesday, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump address the Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America. The candidates, however, will not appear on stage at the same time. And finally, for Fab Four fans, a limousine once owned by John Lennon is coming under the hammer in London on Wednesday. The Austin Princess was specially built with a large rear door so that Lennon could easily jump in the back to escape from adoring fans. And that was next week's News Today so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned after this message for the expanded Look Ahead World Analysis. This is Tom Arms with Lookhead Radio's expanded world analysis for the week beginning the 5th of September. Lookhead broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. The G20 summit draws to a close on Monday, but that is not the end of summitry for world leaders. Barack Obama and co. immediately fly off to Laos for a meeting of East Asian leaders. The South China Sea will be the main topic on the agenda. Chinese President Xi Jinping will not attend and is sending his number two, Premier Li Keqiang. Other leaders in Laos include Russian President Vladimir Putin, Indian Premier Narendra Modi, and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. The summit is the first time an American president has visited Laos. Simultaneously, there will be a summit of leaders from the 16-nation South Pacific Forum. The major topic is climate change. This is not surprising, as rising sea levels mean that many inhabited Pacific islands are literally disappearing under the waves. In the UK, Prime Minister Theresa May has declared Brexit means Brexit and ruled out a parliamentary vote on the issue. But that will not stop the House of Commons from spending the first day back from the summer recess debating calls for a second referendum. It's a big week in Greece as the annual Thessalonica Trade Fair is held. The fair is the biggest in southeastern Europe and is used by the Greek Prime Minister for major economic announcements. This year, it coincides with an anti-austerity summit of southern EU leaders called by Alexis Tsipras. The Greek summit also coincides with a meeting of EU finance ministers. The Hajj, the Islamic world's annual pilgrimage to the holy cities of Mecca and Medina, gets underway next week. In recent years, the Hajj had been marred by deaths from overcrowded pilgrims and terrorist attacks. The Saudi government is keen that this year's pilgrimage passes without incident, as its political power is derived from the Saudi family's protection of the Islamic holy places. Back in America, the U.S. presidential race enters its final 2 months and expected to get nasty. Both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump will appear before a special televised meeting of the Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America to give their views on security and defense and answer questions. Interestingly enough, they will appear on stage separately, one after the other, rather than face to face. And that was next week's News Today so that you can plan to participate. Stay tuned for Viewpoints Around the World with myself and Lockwood Phillips.